All the Queen's Men, by Linda Howard, read by Kate Forbes. Disc 1.
Part 1. Chapter 1. 1994, Iran. It was cold in the rough little hut. Despite the blankets hung over the one window and the ill-fitting door, to block the escape of any telltale light, frigid air still seeped through. Naima Burdock blew on her fingers to warm them, her breath fogging slightly in the one dim battery-operated light that was all Tucker, the team leader, allowed. Her husband Dallas seemed perfectly comfortable in his T-shirt as he calmly packed the Simtex blocks into secure sections of his web gear. Naima watched him, trying to hide her anxiety. It wasn't the explosive she worried about. Plastique was so stable soldiers in Vietnam had burned it as fuel, but Dallas and Syed had to plant the explosives in the manufacturing facility, and that was the most dangerous part of a job that was already hair-raising enough. Though her husband was as matter-of-fact about it as he would be about crossing the street, Naima wasn't that blasé about the job. The radio detonator wasn't state-of-the-art. Far from it. This was deliberate, a precaution in case any of their equipment fell into the wrong hands. Nothing they were using could be traced to the United States, which was why Dallas was using Simtex instead of C4. But because their equipment wasn't the best available, Naima had gone to great pains to make sure it was reliable. It was her husband's finger, after all, that would be on the switch. Dallas caught her gaze on him and winked at her, his strong face relaxing from its normal impassiveness.